The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with my new BFFs, Alana and Cody Knox. These two fine people, wait, did I say it right? Alana? That's right. Sorry. I said it wrong before we started. And then I said it again. And Alana like twitched. I'm like, damn it. I screwed up again. So anyway, Alana and Cody, that's it. I'm just going to call her Sue. I can't, I'm going to stress myself out. They started Knox Professional Cleaning Service in 2016 in a place that I'm not completely sure really exists. They say it's called Mora, Minnesota, an hour north of Minneapolis, but I've never heard of it. So I immediately am distrustful. They do primarily residential. So I'm in Prescott right now and it's like 30 degrees out and I'm fussy, even though it's bright blue skies and sunny. What is the temperature in Minneapolis and what's the weather like so I can feel maybe a little better about myself?
Great question. It feels warm to us, but it's probably like 10-ish. Yeah, which is warm to us. So
that's something only Minnesotans or Canadian would say, like, it's 10 out, which, you know, it's a nice warm day. I've got my shorts on. We're going to go in the pool later. I'm like, good luck
better
with that.
Than negative 30. So
negative 30, I would just die. That would just be,
it's
walk
cold.
Outside and that would be the end of me. They would be like, well, Mike had a good run and no one would find me. Cause I'm, you know, in nowhere, Minnesota. And that would just be the end of that. And you guys don't have the Minnesota accident, by the way, a little disappointed, frankly. We'll get a couple, belts of liquor in you and see if we can't get out. All right. What's going on? It is 9:30 in the morning where I'm at. So why not? What's going on in your life and how can I help? Team Knox.
Yeah. So, we've been really putting a lot of effort into our cleaning company here. Alana started as a sole proprietor. And then we had contractors for a while and then we moved into employees. And so we have 15, including me and Alana, and we plan to add about another 10, by June. And so we've signed kind of some big contracts for post-construction cleaning. And really, as far as residential cleaning goes, some of the biggest things that we kind of fight with our areas, our county is the poorest county in Minnesota, ultimately. And there are a lot of small cleaning companies that are single owner operated. And so as far as pricing goes, we have a really hard time competing with that. And we really have pushed kind of the boundaries of the services that we provide to kind of stand out. And we really have been focusing on finding our ideal clients. Like, what do our ideal clients look like? And so one question that I have is, you know, what are some good ways to really nail down what are your ideal clients?
So there's a lot packed into there. We have a little bit of geography issue. We've got a little bit of fear on pricing issue. We've got some non-recurring stuff. So let's just dive in. First, having spent the last 25 years in lots of different businesses, obviously I had a cleaning company, I have a coaching company, I had a car dealership, construction, manufacturing, I've done quite a few blinds and shades at a point, all sorts of different companies, some wildly successful, some wildly spectacularly unsuccessful. The secret sauce for cleaning, again, not just because I've been in cleaning, that's it, is the recurring revenue. If you look at the way the world is working, everybody is moving towards recurring revenue. Netflix is opposed to Blockbuster, right? Blockbuster is you just come in for a movie when you want one. Netflix is it's 10 bucks a month, no matter what. They have it with flowers. You can spend 100 bucks a month or whatever it is, and they will bring flowers to you. Everything is turning into a membership service. There's a reason for that. There's a reason when I had my construction company, which is a multi-million dollar company, and I sold it, I got 2 or 3 times earnings because even though we had millions of dollars in the queue that they were getting, after that was gone, that's that. There's a reason software companies trade for 6 or 7 or 8 times earnings or 10 times earnings because they have a recurring service that you're buying. So banks aren't stupid. Buyers aren't stupid. The reason you get paid 2, 3, 5X for recurring services versus one-time services is really a
going to Vegas, just a bunch of value propositions. I will do this thing for that money, and hopefully it will cost me less money to do it than it costs me to, than you're going to give me, and hopefully you'll pay me. Whereas, and I've had, again, I've been coaching this specific industry for 7 years. I personally coached thousands of people, millions of people, if you count virtually. And I've never seen $1 million construction cleanup non-recurring company. The biggest I've seen is typically 5, 6, I think maybe one guy was at 700 and he was miserable. He worked all the time. Cause guess what? You can't find employees that are like, hey, work 27 hours over the next 2 days and then nothing for 3 days. And then another 63 hours. You can't find them. You can't get paid in advance. And the margins can be garbage because every job's unique. You don't know. If I bid a residential or commercial recurring job, and I think it's going to take me 3 hours a time and it takes me 4 hours, I can fix it. Right. But if I bid a 800 hour job and it takes me 1200, sometimes not even my fault. There's other contractors there. They made a mess. Now I'm disputing and I haven't gotten paid for it. I can't get paid in advance. It's not recurring. So how are you going to take a vacation? How are you going to leave? Someone's got to be billing those every day. And that's an owner job to bid. You don't want to trust somebody else with that. Who's going to do the hiring? What if nobody shows up? How do you get out of cleaning? It's just, it's not a scalable business. It's certainly not repeatable. It's not profitable. There's a reason that people get into it and then they do it for a little while and they get out. They get in, they get out. But it's high turnover. Like my competition is all new. Yeah, because everyone else figures out you can't do it. So just if you want to grow a large company that runs independently of you, recurring is the only way to go. And I'm hitting this hard because if you came to me and said, I've got all the money in the world, whatever you want for coaching, Mike, just here's my checkbook. Take whatever you think's fair. But I want you to help me scale and build a repeatable, dependable, scalable company that's profitable and give me quality of life where we can travel. I would say, I would slide your checkbook right back across it, but we're going to do only move in, move out, or, you know, construction cleanup. I'd slide your checkbook right back to you and go, I'm not your, but we've got money, Mike, whatever you want to charge. I can't, no, thank you. That we feel that strongly about it. So not because I'm allergic to money, not because I don't like you guys as people. I've just done this long enough. I know you come to me for coaching like that. And I always tell my clients there's negotiables and non-negotiables. Color of your uniform, non-negotiable or negotiable. W-2 versus 1099, that's some strong feelings, negotiable. You could be successful either way. There's a lot of things we can negotiate on where I'm like this, two cleaners versus one in a home or at a whatever, three versus two. Mm-hmm. I've got coaching and I know what works for all of that, but I won't fight you. Like you're like, I want to do it this way. Okay, that's fine. We can work together. If you're like, I want this result, but I don't want recurring clients. I'm like, I can't, non-negotiable. It's just, I don't believe it's possible. And if it is, I certainly am not the man to help you. So I feel that there's very few things. Don't lie, cheat, or steal. Wouldn't help you if you did that. Picking the right niche. Pricing right, which you talked about. So we're going to get to that. Mm-hmm. That's really about it. There might be one or two others, but those are it. So it's that big of a deal. All right. Questions, comments, rude remarks on that before we go forward. I know this is not a feel good podcast. Maybe you guys were hoped for. Like, it's always funner listening. I didn't realize he's so rude to the guests. Like, he's making me feel not great.
No, this is perfect.
Yeah, no, we love it. Thank you. And we love reoccurring clients too. I mean, residential is like near and dear to my heart of being in homes and cleaning. And that's primarily what we do. But because we specialize in such detail, like deep cleaning, that our clientele, like we're pretty much, I mean, we're a green cleaning company and we're trying to build a model that is different than anything else in like the service industry and kind of break some of like the ideals around cleaning period and really potentially have some good impact on like our employees and like our community. And so we have a whole lot of us that goes with that. And it's just hard to compete in a little town. So hold on. Something that's charging $20 an hour. Like
we're going all over the board. So let's focus. Right. So wanting you guys to be involved and really impact lives. That's great. That's really important as leaders. That's your job, but you have to, the best way to help the poor is not to be the poor, right? If you've got a broken business model, it's not going to work. And going, well, we specialize in this, but we do that. It's like, well, I don't take poison all the time, just a little bit. It's like, no, let's just not have any poison. So non-recurring work is going to, that would be like me going, I'm the best in the world guy. You know, I can look at you and go, I forgot more about how to grow a cleaning company than anyone else walking the earth right now. Some people might disagree with me, but I can make a pretty strong argument. But if I'm like, oh, and I'm also the best in the world at coaching realtors. Oh, and I'm also the best in the world at coaching kids soccer. And I'm also the best. I'll coach your dog. I'll coach your horse. I'm the best in the world at all of it. You know, that's not true. And I know that's not true.
Yeah.
I could say I'm adequate, fair to middling at those things.
Yeah.
So when I'm like, yeah, but I just love coaching so much. Well, then you should focus so you can be the best coach in the world in one spot that you actually can be the best in the world at, not diversify your, okay. You know, I'm the best husband in the world to my 7 wives. My apologies to all the polygamists out there, but for me and my wife, that wouldn't work. Right. So that focus and that ability, I am the most expert on Natalie Campion, my bride. I know I forgot more about that woman than anyone else is ever going to know because I'm all in. So the position or the feeling or the emotions of, we want to be really good and have impact. Good. Then focus and niche, really important. Right. So okay. I'm as good as I am here. And I can talk to you about when you're like post-construction cleanup and move in, move out. So I can talk to you in big town versus small town. Here's what I can talk to you about all of that because this is all we do. So that's really granular. And I say it all the time. There's many coaches I use Anthony Robbins because he's great. Promise you, if you were like, hey, I need a coach to help change my life, I'd be like, oh, Anthony Robbins is way better. If you can afford him, he's way better than me. But if you want to grow a cleaning company, I'm better than him. Not because I'm a great coach. He's amazing. He's the best in the world. He's world class. He didn't know how to grow a cleaning company. So the same thing. I wouldn't want you to be like, if you want a dog cleaned, a dry, your clothes cleaned, your car cleaned, you cleaned, I'll clean anything. I'm the best in the world. It's like, or we do it. We solve this exact problem. We're better than anybody at it. So that focus will really help you. That said, we're going to cover the other two things. We got to wrap it or else this will be a 2-hour podcast. So the other two things I heard is the area I work in and the prices that we want to charge. So this is really a mindset thing. One of our mindset coaches would be a better person for you, but I'm going to do the best I can because I'm here. I'm who's here now. When you say things like it's a really poor area and we're competing with people that are $20 an hour. We don't go over pricing unless we're inviting someone to our program. It's expensive. It's way more than 5-10. It's way more than everyone else. Mm-hmm. I don't care. We do great. We get transformative results and it ain't cheap. Are there coaches out there that are living in a van down by the river that'll do coaching for a shiny nickel and a hug? Probably. I don't know. I don't even know. Ask them what other cleaning company or cleaning coaches charge. I don't know. Don't care. I know what I charge. I know the results I get. So I'm not in competition with them. So if you came to clean my house, and you're like, you're not in Minnesota, I guarantee you there are richer people than me. And even in your town, even if it's only 10,000 people or however many people it is, there are plenty of rich people there. And they wouldn't take a $20 cleaner. They're like, what's your insurance? How long have you been doing this? What if you get sick? Who's going to come in? Yeah. If my dog gets lost, who's going to take care of that? How do I know what's going on here? Do you have W-2 employees or 1099? Cause I'm not going to have any contract. I don't want anyone that doesn't have workers' compensation insurance. Where's your workers' compensation insurance? Before I give you the keys to my multimillion dollar house, I have questions for you. Notice not one of them was about price.
Yeah.
Now you go down to the trailer park. They don't own it. They're paying $300 a month for the land. And maybe they own the trailer for $7,200. Yeah. They're not going to ask any of those questions. They're only going to ask what's it cost.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on who your customer is, it's relevant or not relevant.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Questions before we talk about where you're at and the size of your community. Does that make sense? Or any questions or pushback or fears?
No, that totally makes sense. And so, yeah, we've implemented a lot of processes to kind of really narrow in on who is ideal before we even get on site to do a consultation. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. That is very true. Like the things that set us apart are definitely things that set us apart.
Yeah. And you just go, I know what value I bring to the world. And some people want and can afford that. And other people don't.
Yeah.
The people that don't get a vote. I don't care. I'm sure 90% of the people in the world be like, I'm not paying that for coaching. And I go, that's fine. The 10% that pay it, we're going to change our lives.
Yeah.
If you think you're going to go build a $1 million company, making a couple hundred grand a year, traveling the world all the time for $47 ebook. Okay. Let me know how that works out for you. Yeah. God bless. Go get them. Like it doesn't, it's okay. So the one thing I want to encourage you in, and you made a good point, Cody, is you do a good job, hopefully making sure that you're only in front of the right people. That's a big part of it. That's the second part. The first part is that belief set. And it sounds like you can just have it. You just need it intentionally. Like you could go, oh my gosh, I would feel stupid telling Mike his prices are too expensive because I know there's nothing I could say that's going to make him bend. So that's because of how I show up. You guys need to show up where you're like, we know our worth. We know what we do value people. Yeah. And again, some of that confidence comes from because of a niche, right? If you said, hey, Mike, I've heard your podcast. I'm a realtor. Can you help me grow? Absolutely. I'm really good at that. Can I give you money to do it? No, because I'm not the best in the world. Let me help you find someone that's better than me at that thing. So because I niche, I have wild confidence and competence in this one specific area. And by the way, on the niche thing, go to a doctor. You go to your general practitioner. He gets paid $96,000 a year and he's probably miserable and he works a lot. And he says, oh, I can't help you. You need, you know, a pediatrician, right? Like, because it's, you know, it's a kid and it's whatever. That guy is a little more specialized. He might get paid, or an ear, nose, and throat guy, right? Maybe he gets paid $180,000 a year. And he goes, oh, geez, you got this really rare thing that's super. There's like five guys in the world that can do it. That guy makes $1 million a year. So anywhere you go, specialization is, you know, people get excited on their website. We're like, we do this, we do gutters, we do that. You know, you think people, like, if you came to my website and we're like cleaning, 700 podcasts, 2 books, all in cleaning, what do you want to do?
Yeah. It
gives you a different feeling than, yeah, I'll coach anybody. You move, I'll coach. Like, I got a solution for everybody. Like, I don't know if you have a solution for me, right? So that niche will really help in everything. All right. Last thing we want to talk about is your area. And this will be helpful for everyone in areas. What's the population of your trading area? Notice I didn't say your city, because I don't care about your city. Your trading area where you've decided to do business.
So that's a great question. So our service area would include like Minneapolis.
So all the worries and fears that you had, because I think Minneapolis is over 1 million people, but I know it's at least over half.
It's
plenty big. So that's your service area. All that goes out the window. Nothing to talk about. Completely a story. Our town is the poorest place in the world. I know you didn't say that, but I'm being facetious. Great. What about your service area? Oh, it's Minneapolis. It's fine. Well, then why are we even talking about this? Our town's super tiny, but you don't serve that place. You serve many. What are we talking about? That would be like me going, I've had customers that were homeless and on their cancer bed. What does that have to do with anything? That doesn't mean everybody's home, and we were still able to help them. So there will be people in your very small town, which is the poorest town in Minnesota, that you can help, but who cares? It has nothing to do with nothing. So service area. All right. So the big thing for you guys is we got to get you a better niche, and that would be a different topic for a different day. We definitely need to get and hopefully you guys are getting this, has everything to do with your beliefs and your mindset, very little to do with your actual business. Okay. Before we call it, questions, comments, rude remarks?
No, that's awesome. Like, I love it. Like, work on our belief set, our mindset. That's what we need.
Yeah. I think sometimes we're constantly trying to figure out like how to like change things so that we can help everybody. But ultimately, like, we know what we do well. And so I think we need to narrow in on that. And we've talked about it before. Like, it feels like sometimes that we're like a restaurant that serves tacos and burritos and burgers and healthy shakes. And we're kind of like all over the place. And so I think we really need to like, look at the best paying things. And like you said, the reoccurring, and really put our energy into that.
And last quick thing, and we'll call it, morph your service offerings to your niche, not the other way around. So one of the things I heard that was a yellow flag, if not a red flag, was we specialize in, let me tell you what you specialize in, whatever the frick your clients need to get the result that they want. So we do a lot of like mindset coaching. Perfect example. I've been in business 25 years. I'm not a good mindset coach. I'm really good at the tactical. When we first started, all we did was here's what to do and how to do it. But guess what? My clients, to get transformation, needed mindset work and stories in their mind and beliefs and all that sort of stuff. So we hired two world-class mindset coaches. So I didn't say, hey, dummies, this is what I'm good at. So this is what I specialize in. Come here. I said, what do you guys need to get the result that I want to create in your life? And then I'm going to make sure I modify whether I'm good at it or comfortable with it or not. So once you've got your client in their pain, don't go, well, this is what we specialize in. You specialize whatever the frick they need, right? So as opposed to me coming to you going, hey, I'm good at this, you better buy it. I'm going to go, hey, what do you guys need? And then I'm going to sell that. So I want to make sure that when you've got your customer and your pain, and again, big money and recurring, there's some things that you can have. They're all very helpful, but once you get that client, you still got to make sure you serve them where they need, not, well, we're a green cleaner. Yeah. Everyone's a green cleaner. And if that's really a deep down thing that is really important to people, good. Then let's make it really important. But if it's one of those things where you go, you're into green cleaning, right? Who's going to go? No, everyone's going to say yes. So just make sure like you're into deep cleaning, right? Yeah, sure, I guess. But that's not really probably what their real pain is. So I want to make sure that you get clear on what they need and specialize in that, not go, this is what we like, so you better buy it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You might have the best Puerto Rican food in the world, but if the good folks of Minneapolis don't eat Puerto Rican food we're not going to be like, well, that's what we specialize in. Damn it. let's get some hot dogs out there. Whatever you brats. I don't know what you Minnesotans eat. All right, guys, gals, if that was helpful for you. Growingcleaningcompany.com. Like I said, because we specialize, we've got over 700 podcasts. I've written two books on this. The best place to start is probably the free on-demand training. It's like 40 minutes and just the best of the best of the five shifts that you need to make. Growingcleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. See you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.